Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on August 3rd, 2017. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here on the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a really beautiful place to do just that. Now, I'm having a little trouble finding my I'm finding it now, and there we go, and here we go.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
My name is Joe Terry. I'm your host today. And, of course, you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and executive producer on the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm well, Joe. I'm well. I'm just I'm a little off my game this morning, but other than that, I'm good. I was out playing poker last night.
What? That's awesome.
And illegal, I guess, but yes, I will not give
the
details.
Oh, was it a home
details.
Game?
Yeah, it was a home game, so I won't give the details, names,
was it a
places.
Smoky basement?
No, there are no more smoky basements, Joe. You know, just not allowed any more smoky basements. You gotta go outside or something like that to do that. But no, we had a good time. It was fun, and we did a Texas Hold'em, you know, mini tournament type
of
thing.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I didn't lose my shirt, but I lost like a sleeve. So.
Okay. A cufflink. Okay.
Yeah, a cufflink. Yeah.
Oh boy, I love poker. I love poker. Yeah. Take me next time.
All right.
Okay.
I will.
Yeah, I've been having, you know, I think I told you I've been having fun with my computer, or maybe I didn't tell you, but my computer crashed.
No, you did not. Oh, no.
Are you
in? We need that music. Dun, dun, dun. Computer hell? You're in computer hell?
Yeah. Well, you know, I as a software engineer and longtime computer nerd, I don't trust computers. And so, although I'm not 100% prepared, and it's still extremely, extremely annoying, I have a backup computer.
Uh-huh.
And I have stuff on this computer that I don't want to lose, and I have stuff that I wish I had access to, but the vast majority of my stuff is on my network attached storage, NAS. I have a 3-terabyte network attached storage device in my home. Uh-huh. And or it's on Google and or Chrome because that's my main browser. And so, in other words, I can log into all of my accounts, my bank accounts, and all that without any worry or anything because I'm all online. I'm in the cloud. I'm in the cloud, so I'm good.
So what happened? So your computer crashed. But you're able to still access everything from the cloud or your storage device.
Network Or my storage device. That's correct.
Yes. Okay. All right. So what'd you have to do? Go to another computer to access your stuff?
Yes, I have a backup computer. It's not as fast.
Oh.
It doesn't have as much RAM, but it's 100% set up with the only apps that I really needed to have installed, I had already installed. It's got Windows 10, and I've got Microsoft Office, and that's it. That's all I need. Yeah.
You know something that's funny. You know that I get a new laptop about every 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I keep all of my old ones. I keep all the info on them. I put them back in the original box they came in, so it's nice and neat. So if I have to go back 10 years, you know, and pull up a file or something, I know I've got it, regardless of what my current computer is doing.
Right.
I mean,
so that's,
you know,
what, three laptops ago?
I think this is my fourth. I think the one I'm working on now is my fourth.
Yeah, but
I also, you know, I transfer when I get a new computer. We transfer everything from one computer to the new computer, and it's all set up and good. And then I just turn off the old computer and put it away. So all the photos are in there, all the documents are in there, contacts are in there, so that when the new computer starts acting up and I get that blue screen of death or something, then I can literally just open up my old computer to get what I need while I figure out what's going on with the other one. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, anyway.
Well,
so.
I'm excited, Jackie. We're going to talk about our favorite topic again today.
I know. It always comes back to this, doesn't it?
It does. I was at the farmer's market yesterday, and it was all about this topic, and it's going to be all about this topic today.
Yes, it is.
Yes. We're blessed here in the South Bay with some of the greatest, literally some of the best restaurants in the country. And what is coming up is no exception, but it is a unique entrant, and I'm so excited about this. Jackie, who's our guest today?
Our guest this morning is Andreana Giuliano Liguori of Betalino Kitchen. Now, for as long as Andreana can remember, she's always dreamed of opening her own Italian restaurant. She comes from three generations of restaurateurs. Her great-grandparents, Francis and Gaetano Giuliano, opened Giuliano's Deli in Gardena back in the 1950s. Andreana's parents opened Gaetano's restaurant in the 1990s when she was just 8 years old. Now, Gaetano's, originally intended as a deli, quickly became a full-service restaurant where Andreana and her brother Vince spent most of their childhood. At 10 years old, she would head straight to the restaurant after school to bus tables and train new servers on the register. Gaetano's was her second home, and her passion as a restaurateur continued to grow throughout her childhood and into adulthood. Now, after college, Andreana continued to work at Gaetano's while her brother Vince was in Florence, Italy, learning everything there was to know about Italian cuisine at culinary school. It wasn't until Vince came home when the siblings and Andreana's husband, Sean Liguori, decided that they wanted to open their own restaurant. As Gaetano's and Giuliano's continued to serve traditional Italian cuisine in the South Bay, the trio had a vision to serve modern-day Italian food with an ambiance to match. After 2 years of brainstorming menu items and searching for the perfect location, Betalino Kitchen was born in 2015. Now, fast forward to the present day. Andreana now has a 7-month-old Giuliana Liguori, who spends every day at Betalino Kitchen as Andreana continues to handle customer service, marketing, and financial aspects of the business. Now, just like Giuliano's and Gaetano's, Betalino Kitchen has become a new South Bay favorite for locals and visitors alike. And as you mentioned, Joe, this morning we're back to our favorite topic, food, specifically Italian food, one of my favorites. Welcome to the program, Andreana. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie. I've also got my daughter, Giuliana, on my knee right now. So if you hear a few little baby cries, that's what's going on.
Well, no, she's very well behaved.
Yeah, a little bit so far. She's so far so good. We'll see.
Okay. Well, first of all, this is wonderful. I mean, it's the grandparents Francis and Gaetano Giuliano, but now we're talking with Giuliana.
That
would be the fourth generation restaurateur, upcoming fourth generation restaurateur.
Right.
That's right. We're training
her
early,
right.
So she's learning.
she's already in the kitchen with you, of course.
She is. I strap her on and we go.
And she was on the internet doing a podcast at the age of 7 months.
Her first podcast, right.
Bertolino, yeah. So this,
I know.
This is the idea. This is the idea that food is and can be a way of life. And so just let's start with a little bit of the history Jackie went through in your bio, but give us your sense of being a part of a family of food. Tell us about that.
Yeah, definitely. I think Jackie covered it really well. As she said, my great-grandparents started Giuliano's in Gardena in the 50s, and it was 2 years before my dad was born. So his mom would tote him around the restaurant, and he essentially grew up in the restaurant and always had that passion to, you know, serve great food, and eventually wanted to open Gaetano's. And Gaetano's was opened in 1993, and it was originally a deli, like she said, and I was 7 when that happened. And there's something about growing up in a restaurant that it's just like training you can't get in school. So when it was time to choose what we wanted to do with our lives, it was already paid for us pretty much. You know what I mean?
Mm. Well, now let's talk about, simple things like customer service, dealing with irate customers, learning to ignore the crazies and love the regulars. I mean, these are life skills that work in any business.
Absolutely. There's always going to be people that love you, and there's going to be people that don't love you. And you have to learn to, when the people have something bad to say, take it and, you know, help it improve your business. So when we get bad comments, we definitely take those into consideration and move from there. But we've been so blessed to have such amazing customers that it makes it all worth it.
Right. Fantastic. All right. Well, now let's cover, and also I just want to cover right at the beginning, you have limited time with us. Is that right?
Yes. I'm so sorry. I do have to run to another meeting after this. Drop Julian off at my mom's and on my way.
Okay. So let's be mindful of that. And I just want to take the first opportunity to talk about the new restaurant. What is modern Italian cuisine? What does that mean, as opposed to, I don't know, linguine and lasagna?
So we do have lasagna, we do have linguine, but we just prepare it a little bit differently. So rather than your meat sauce lasagna, we're going to prepare it with, pork ragu and do a red wine truffle reduction. So we just put a little modern spin on it. We have a gnocchi dish that, rather than just doing, plain gnocchi, we do green pea infused with sun-dried tomatoes and Parmesan fondue. Mm-hmm. So everything's just a little different, and that goes along with our decor. We kind of wanted everything to match that. Gaetano's is so traditional. It's our grandmother's, grandfather's recipes, and we wanted to differentiate ourselves. Giuliana wants to say hi.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Well,
we definitely wanted to differentiate ourselves.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not a special effect. That is an actual 7-month-old. That is not a digital effect. When you talk about modern restaurants, one of the things that you know, traditional Italian and modern cuisine, sometimes the two twain shall never meet, is things like gluten-free and vegan. How about vegan and can you serve those needs?
You know, we have quite a few vegetarian options. Vegan is something that we're still working on. We do serve risotto, so that is gluten-free, and that can be subbed in for any of our pasta dishes. But definitely something we're working on. We do have some great vegetarian dishes. We do a eggplant parm that's a little bit different than your ordinary eggplant parm. It doesn't have any breading. It's layered and served with some fresh spinach on top. It's delicious.
Joe, okay. We're talking Italian here, all right? We're talking Italian. We're not talking gluten-free. We're not talking vegan. Joe is on the whole food plant-based diet right now.
It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle.
So that's where he's coming from, but
gotcha.
Yeah, it's Italian food. And Italian food, as far as I'm concerned, is the greatest food in the world. And as Joe mentioned at the top of the show, we have several fabulous, fabulous Italian restaurants here in the South Bay. Restaurants in general, but Italian specifically. Joe, have you eaten at Betalino yet?
No, not yet.
I have. I've eaten there several times. I've popped in and had, what do you call it, the Betto box? Not the bento box. The Betto box?
The Betto box, yes. It's a lunch special that we do. It's four different small portions that changes every day. We'll do like a salad, a pasta, a main entree, and a soup. That's super popular. Gives you a chance to kind of try different menu items that you normally wouldn't get to.
Yes, very popular, and you have a couple of those like communal tables. And I've done it a couple of times where I just go in by myself at lunchtime and I sit there and I have a bento box, you know. And my husband and I have been there for dinner, and the food is fabulous, and your decor is great. It looks great. I mean, because I'm like literally right up the street from it. Joe doesn't get out as much as I do, right, Joe?
No one gets out as much
we'll
as you
get
do,
you
Jackie.
In there.
That's true. Actually, that's true. But you know, it's funny. This topic has come up a couple of times just recently with somebody. I can't remember who, but we were talking. They were saying they wanted to go out. Somebody's husband wanted to go out for Italian tonight. And I was like, oh, well, you've got no shortage of great Italian restaurants locally. And they said, well, they like old school Italian.
Mm-hmm.
And because there are several new Italian restaurants that are not, like when we think of old school, all right, we think of old school Italian, we're thinking the red and white checkered tablecloth, the Chianti bottle with the candlestick in it, the red leather banquette, you know, a lot of heavy red sauce pastas, you know, you know, every so often, I need that too, you know, I need that too every so often. But, you know, most of us aren't really eating like that anymore, you know, we're eating lighter, we're eating as, gluten-free and vegan, but there is something to be said for it because every so often, I want some stuffed shells. You know what I mean?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a time and a place. And Gaetano's is not quite red checker tablecloth, but it's a little bit more up that alley. It's more traditional recipes and a little bit heartier. And Betalino's going to be more light dishes and new twist on different things. But if you're looking for that traditional, I would say Gaetano's for sure.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. I'm sorry, Joe, that you can't really enjoy this conversation.
No, of course I can.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm just giving
you
a hard time.
No, it's one of those things that you have to live with today. I mean, Jackie, I have had a conversation with innumerable people that tell me that they're brother, their uncle, their boss, their friend's boss was diagnosed with heart disease, was told that they really didn't have many options for treatment. They changed their diet, and their blood pressure went down, their heart disease reversed, their numbers in terms of blood sugar levels went down. I mean, this is all about choice, and restaurants are participating now with the better options for eating regularly, because a lot of people just want to eat out. They don't want to cook. It's really important.
Yes. Well, okay, now you're a total downer. You're being a total downer, Joe, all right? There's something I wanted to – I know that you have limited time with us this morning, so I wanted to ask you're still a fairly new restaurant, and it takes a while to get everything working the way you want it. Is Betalino doing any of the local events? Like next weekend is this Bite at the Beach, and I know that they pair restaurants with some of the local craft breweries. Are you doing anything like that? Are you participating?
Yeah, we try to stay as involved as possible with those volunteer activities. We're doing the Children's Hospital one, I believe, in 2 weeks. We just did Walk with Sally last week.
Right.
Yeah, they're really, we love participating and staying in the community. We're actually doing, on our next menu, we have this Rainbow Caprese dish that's amazing. And we volunteer with Rainbow Services in San Pedro quite a bit. So we're going to be donating a percentage of sales from that dish to Rainbow Services.
Okay, tell me about this Rainbow Caprese. It sounds
Rainbow,
good. What is it?
Oh, Rainbow Caprese is, it's got beets and, buffalo mozzarella and heirloom tomatoes. So it definitely, with the heirloom tomatoes, it gives it several different colors, and it's delicious. It's like a tossed up in a little salad and fresh basil and olive oil, and it's one of our top sellers.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
Okay.
I love beets. I adore beets, but my husband can't stand them, so I can't cook them at home. I have to go out and eat beets.
Oh,
yeah. You'll have to come
Very
out
sad.
And eat it and order
you have
it all
to
yourself.
Step out on JPE to get beets.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. I have to
gotta
do
what you got to do.
Often. Yep. All right. Well, listen, let's get some information. Andreana, location, website address, phone number. How can people contact you? Look at your menu.
Sure, yeah. Our phone number is 310-375-0500. The website's betalinokitchen.com. We're located on Palos Verdes Boulevard between Catalina and PCH in the Riviera Village. And, yeah, we're in the Vons Shopping Center right next to BevMo. And please come see us.
Yeah, we're going to have to make sure that Joe gets down there.
I know, Joe.
Oh, yeah. I definitely would love to do that. We love Italian food, my wife and I, very much so.
Yes,
I
and they
like
can
this.
And they
a little bit lighter, yeah. And better for your health.
Yes.
Okay.
You can find some healthy stuff there.
Definitely.
If you're that frame of mind.
Well, thank you so
right.
much for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for joining us, Andreana.
Yeah.
All right, well, I hope to see you both soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, thank you.
And
have
please,
a good day.
Bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Remember,
thank you. You too.
Please do remember us to Juliana and tell her this was her first podcast.
It'll go in her baby book.
Okay, good.
All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, that's too bad that she couldn't stay with us for the hour, but obviously she's very busy. She has a restaurant to run and a 7-month-old, which is a handful in itself.
Yeah, and it's wonderful. She's got built-in babysitting. She's going to drop Juliana off at her mom's and jet mm-hmm. to a meeting. The
you
life
know,
of
years
a modern...
Ago, yeah, yeah.
What?
The life of a modern entrepreneur, right? Proprietress.
A modern female entrepreneur. Yes, proprietress.
Yes. Because as we all know, the child-rearing responsibilities still fall mainly on the women's shoulders.
Yeah,
I'm just putting
still,
that out.
Still, yeah.
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 You know, I got to tell you something. I guess since we're still on the topic of Italian restaurants, and this one in particular, and this family, you know, my Italian group, you know, we do all of these different, you know, cultural activities. You know, we'll go to Italian movies, we'll get together and cook, we'll go to Italian restaurants together, we'll go to the opera, you know, we do little excursions. We went down to the Italian-American Museum in downtown L.A. and stuff. One year, they organized an olive oil tasting at Giuliano's. Yeah, which was really interesting. We had a big crowd. You know the back room? They have all the tables and booths back there. There's like a back room off the main room. Are you familiar with it? Yeah, so we had a big crowd. There had to be. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about the one in Redondo, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a long time ago. But anyway, we had a big group. We probably had about 20 people. And we all sat down, and they had brought in an olive oil salesman, rep, whatever. And we tasted olive oils. And it was incredibly enlightening. I learned a lot. Do you know that in Italy to this day, there are many, 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 many people. They get up in the morning and they drink a shot or a little glass of olive oil.
Right, right.
Because it's very,
just as a, you mean like a morning aperitif or?
Like a shot, a little shot of olive oil just to get the gears moving smoothly, you know?
Okay.
I've done that. I've actually done that. I've done that a couple of times, yeah.
Yeah, many people who have had issues with constipation and so forth say that will relieve that kind of symptom. What is it? Apple cider vinegar and olive oil.
No, go ahead. Who what?
Well, just a shot of apple cider vinegar in the morning apparently will lower blood pressure and has many, many benefits.
Yeah, I've been hearing about a new diet, something like that, vinegar diet or something. I've been hearing about it lately, like vinegar and lemon in water or something, and you're supposed to, like, shed the pounds. I don't know. I haven't tried it. So, and quite frankly... Any kind of vinegar, taking a shot of vinegar any time of the day just makes me cringe. I can't begin to imagine it's anywhere near as pleasant as olive oil, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to spend the rest of the show. We're going to go through the weekend guide, all right? Because we knew that she could only stay with us about 25 minutes this morning, so... me being as flaky as I was this morning, I didn't send it to you, so I will just go through it and tell you about it, if that's okay.
Okay, and I will comment.
Uh-huh. Okay, so it's already begun. I think it started last night, the International Surf Festival, which is a big annual event every year. The event promotes the four South Bay beach cities, with Torrance, Redondo, Manhattan, Hermosa. Every year they have a different host city. The host city rotates. This year it's Manhattan Beach. They've got a schedule of events that, you know, today, tomorrow. I think last night was the Medal of Valor dinner for the lifeguards, and that officially kicks it off. And then starting today, they have a ton of events. The Charlie Sakely Volleyball Tournament, better known as Six Man.
Wow.
Which,
yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's, well, now, I'm not on top of it, but I think they may have pushed that back. I'm not sure. Remember it used to be on the weekend? It used to be Saturday and Sunday? And then the crowds got so huge and rowdy that the city decided to push it up to, I think originally it was like Wednesday, Thursday. But I think this year they're doing it Thursday, Friday, right?
Right. They're making a little concession to close to the weekend.
Yeah, because you can't go from 60,000 people to, what do they have the last 2 years, like 3,000. Not only that, the number of teams that wanted to compete fell off drastically because people work during the week.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. So that has begun. I'm pretty sure the volleyball tournament starts today. They're going to have surfing championships, the Dick Fitzgerald 2 Mile Beach Run, sand soccer, the Velzy Stevens Peer-to-Peer Paddleboard Championship, wow, sandcastle contest, beach volleyball, and all sorts of other activities. And it's hosted by the Chamber of Commerce's for Hermosa, Manhattan, Redondo, and Torrance. So that is going, and it's going to be happening all up and down the coast here, you know, from the Cove, from Palos Verdes, all the way up to Hermosa. They're going to have all these events. You're going to see a bunch of people running around doing things on the beach this weekend. So it's always a lot of fun.
Right. Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so that's, you know, how you keep busy during the day. It's hot. You want to be outside. You want to stay cool. You jump in the water. And in addition to that, you know, if you're going to be in Hermosa watching some of this stuff, the Hermosa Beach Chamber of Commerce is hosting the annual summer sidewalk sale this weekend, starting tomorrow, August 4th through Sunday, August 6th. And it, you know something, these sidewalk sales are great. Joe, have you ever gone to the sidewalk sales? I know Riviera Village has them, Manhattan Beach Boulevard,
yes.
Manhattan Beach has them. You have. Because, you know, we live in an affluent area, and we have a lot of really, really nice shops. Translation, cha-ching, expensive, right?
Right.
So these sidewalk sales, it's like, I guess it's time, the season, for them to clear stuff out so they can bring new stuff in. They slash prices like you can't believe. I mean, it's a great time. It's a great time to go shopping because you know, stuff you've seen, you're like, oh, I love that, but it's so expensive. You can get it a lot cheaper. So it's the summer sidewalk sale is – they actually – this is interesting. My contact over at the Hermosa Chamber sent me the information on this, and he specifically asked me to be the summer sidewalk sale. And they've changed it to the summer sidewalk celebration, which makes me believe that they are – it's going to be more than just, you know, stores putting racks out on the sidewalk. That sounds like a – let me see what he's got here. Okay, so this family-friendly event allows residents and visitors to browse through merchandise on the sidewalks, enjoy live music, and take advantage of enticing discounts. Restaurants are offering various specials, and several businesses will offer children's activities. All right, so – it's more than just shopping. There's a lot going on. So, in addition to that, right? In addition to that, this weekend it's August. So you know what happens in August, right? Everything comes online in August. So starting this weekend, for the first time this summer, Hermosa Beach they're going to have their movies on the beach on Saturday,
right.
And then the first summer concert of the year, summer concerts on the beach on Sunday.
On Sunday, yeah. It's the movie's going to be, I think, is it Karate Kid?
Yes. So movies on the beach on Saturday, concerts on the beach Sunday. You know, if anybody was even thinking, you know, let's do a staycation or people coming from elsewhere, this is the weekend to be in Hermosa Beach because between the International Surf Festival, the sidewalk sale, the movie and the concert, there's a ton of stuff going on.
Really excited about I don't know about the movie, but we're excited about just hanging with, 4,000 or 5,000 of our close friends out on the beach.
Yeah. Well, that's the fun of it. We've all seen the Karate Kid. I think this is the new version. Is it the new version?
No, I think it's Miyagi.
I think they're showing the. Anyway, no, you might be right. It might be the original. I'm imagining the poster, and you're right. I think it is the original.
Yeah.
But that's fun. And later in the year, they're going to have, I think the last one of the summer, is Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Now, these are all movies that everybody knows, you know, and you know, it's crowd participation.
It's going to be great because, believe it or not, there's some kids that have never seen it.
Oh, gosh, I find that so hard to believe.
I know, and they can't realize how cool it is. It's really going to be fun.
Yes. Grasshopper. Is it Grasshopper? No, that's the other one. Confusing my movie.
Yeah. Right.
I can't remember the stance. What's that called? You know, the stance,
the
one
stamp?
Leg. What's that called? The stance. He's standing.
Oh,
up.
The stance. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's like the crane.
The crane. Okay, all right. Anyway, for anybody that's listening that has no idea what we're talking about, go down to Hermosa Beach, the pier, on Saturday night and enjoy The Karate Kid. This is exciting. I love August. Okay, speaking of, no, this is August, it just gets crazy. So the city of Redondo Beach hosts summer family movies in Alta Vista Park every Friday in August. It's a free event open to the public, and the community is invited to head over to Alta Vista, bring your lawn chairs and blankets and popcorn. And the movies generally start at dusk. And as I said, it's going to be every Friday in August. Tomorrow night, and these are summer family movies. I like this. They always have an interesting lineup for this movie series. The first one they're going to do is Take Me Out to the Ball Game, which is a much older film.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They've got the following week To Have and Have Not. After that, Union Pacific, and August 25th, Bells Are Ringing. So something a little different, because you know how it goes. And by the way, I'm going to mention at least three or four other movies in the park or on the beach or something, you know, as we go along. But there's always the popular movies each year. Like the other concert was, they're doing Moana and Finding Dory. Last year or the year before, it was Frozen. Remember?
Yeah.
So this one is a little bit different. You know, it's a little more original thinking. Go ahead.
Those are real baby boomer movies.
Yeah.
Those are not.
Yeah.
I know a lot of kids have never seen those movies.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I've never seen any of them.
Oh yeah. Bells Are Ringing. I've seen that one, but it's an old one.
Yeah, they're old.
Yeah.
So yeah,
which is
so
just fine.
It's more original programming, something completely different. If you've seen Finding Dory 8 times, you might want to, you know,
mm-hmm.
try something different. You know, and it might be fun to see a talkie.
Right.
All right. So anyway, moving right along, I've mentioned this before. They do this the first Saturday of every month. Terranea Resort has a series of sea salt workshops, as I said, on the first Saturday of each month at 10 a.m. at the Sea Salt Conservatory. That's this Saturday, August 5th. Have you ever been to the Sea Salt Conservatory, Joe?
No. Sea Salt Conservatory.
Yeah. Yes. They built this. It's kind of like a greenhouse, right? They built it on the side of this building. And it's like, you know, I don't know if it's glass or plexiglass, but, you know, it's see-through. And they have these trays in there, and they literally collect water from the Pacific Ocean, pour it into these trays, let evaporation take its place, and boom, you have salt. And they've been doing this for a while. They've been doing this now for they've had this sea salt work conservatory for a couple of years now. I've been there. And basically, Chef Bernard, you know, our Chef Bernard from Bass Kitchen, this conservatory produces Terranea's own signature sea salt, right, using local seawater from the Pacific Ocean. Yeah, it has a natural evaporation chamber, resulting in high quality mineral rich sea salt, and ultimately enabling the resort to become sea salt sustainable. So the workshop includes a sea salt tasting and salt pairing, along with a glass of wine by One Hope Winery, and the cost is $70 per person, and advance reservations are required. Attendees must be 21 years of age. All right. So that is a fun little different thing to do. And if you like salt, I love salt. you might be very interested in it. Just a really, really, really funny side note. Years ago, a book came out. It was on the bestseller list. I think it was called 100 Days. And it was a couple that – no, 100 Days, 100 Miles, 100 Days, something like that. And it was about a young couple that jumped on the sustainable food wagon and decided that for a year or 100 days – a year, they were only going to eat – they were only going to eat food – that they could acquire within 100 miles of where they lived. So they lived someplace in Southern California, and they had a 100-mile radius with them at the center. And the book documented their year doing this. And they talked about how hard it was to find wheat grown in the area, you know, and, you know, all the investigative and research and, you know, how things were literally just maybe 10 miles outside their border that they couldn't get, you know. Yeah. But it was very, very interesting. And, you know, eventually they worked around. They found pretty much everything that they wanted to cook and eat and what have you. But there was one thing that kept evading them, and that was salt. They were looking for, I guess, you know, natural sources for salt, and it was so funny because at the very last chapter, the last paragraph, the husband brought home a bucket of seawater and said, "We're going to let this evaporate and we're going to have salt." Because for a year, they didn't have salt to put on their food because they couldn't find it. They had very strict guidelines.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, I've always known that, but apparently they didn't think of it. So anyway, Sea Salt Workshop on Saturday, August 5th at 10 a.m., $70 a person.
No, Jackie, right. I have to say, this is, it's the 100-mile diet, a year of local eating. It's Elisa Smith and J.B. McKinnon, that's MacKinnon, MacKinnon, the 100-mile diet. There you go.
It was a great
Find
little
book.
It's a little book. It was a little book. It's a fast read. It was very interesting. And the salt that they eventually – but can you imagine living for a year without salt?
Right.
Anyway,
wow.
So continuing on. The Automobile Driving Museum is hosting the Hot Wheels Garage on Saturday, August 5th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. This is so much fun. The event features life-size Hot Wheels cars and trucks, real life-size, not the little cars. They're going to have a raffle, balloon art, face painting, and $2 ice cream sundaes. You know, it's a fun event for the entire family. Anybody that loves cars, it loves ice cream. And we love the Automobile Driving Museum. The only automobile museum that takes you for Sunday drives. Which, have you done that yet?
Yes, of course. We love that.
All right. Okay, so we were just talking about the movies at the beach. In Hermosa Beach, it's presented by Hermosa Beach Friends of the Parks and the City of Hermosa Beach. Every Saturday night in August, the movies are screened on the beach just south of the Hermosa Beach Pier. The event starts at 6 with the movie starting at 7:30. All right, so everyone's welcome to attend. It's free. Again, bring your beach chairs and picnic baskets and there's going to be some stuff for sale by Hermosa Beach Friends of the Parks. You know, they'll be selling some refreshments, T-shirts, you know, hats, that sort of thing to raise some funds.
They're going
to
sell like water and popcorn, I think.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a great local nonprofit org. So go down, enjoy the movie, and help them out because they're the ones that make this happen every year. And as you said, this Saturday, the Karate Kid. And then the following week is Moana, and the week after that is La La Land, and the last one of the summer is Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I am not missing that.
No.
No.
La La Land and Ferris Bueller. That's going to be big.
Yeah. So we'll be getting up and dancing with the movie, right? That's the beauty of watching a movie on the beach.
Yeah.
You have room to get up and they should do Rocky Horror Show one year. I'm gonna shoot Alan an email saying, "Oh, you got to do Rocky Horror. That would be great at night, especially." Oh, all right. Anyway, we're continuing with the movies. The City of Lomita presents Movie Under the Stars Saturday, August 5th at 8:30 p.m. on the lawn at City Hall. They're going to be screening Finding Dory. Okay, that's the first screening of the summer. They didn't give me a whole schedule, so I just know this. Again, bring your beach chairs, blankets, snacks, and popcorn for a fun, hot summer night with family, friends, and neighbors. All right, so that's Saturday, okay. August 5th at 8:30. Okay, so you know our friends over at Beach Cities Health District. They're always coming up with new and – or not necessarily new, but innovative ways to get people healthy. They are now right. hosting – and I'm not sure how to pronounce this – Moai Social Group, M-O-A-I. M-O-A-I Social uh-huh. Group. Do you know how to pronounce that?
No, not really.
Moai. All right, I don't know how to pronounce it. But anyway, it's a whole bunch of different things. There's walking, potlucks, and more. This one is on Sunday, August 6th from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Joslyn Center in Manhattan Beach. So these Moai social groups, you can go down and there's going to be gardening and different healthy activities, and complimentary mm-hmm. refreshments will be provided. All right. So registration is required. You can't just walk in. So
right.
And as with everything we're talking about here, this is all in my weekend guide. So all the contact, all the links to the websites to get more information, if you want to buy tickets for something, it's all on my website and this week's
right,
weekend guide.
Right.
So
now,
yeah, so
this is a result of the research done by Dan Buettner and the National Geographic Society on the Blue Zones Project, where they mm-hmm. determined that in this case, people in Okinawa, Japan, have a very high concentration of centenarians, people that lived over 100. And the reason, one of the reasons, is these groups. This Moai means meeting for a common purpose in Japanese. So it's whether it's social, financial, health, it's like a meetup, but in ancient form.
Well, yeah. As I said, it's not new. At the very beginning of talking about this, it's nothing new. It's not just Okinawa. It's Sicily. There are what half a dozen places in the world with longevity. Very the way they live, the way they eat has made them extremely healthy. So the researchers are trying to figure out and
Sicily
health district. Sicily, yeah.
And and Yorba Linda, California.
Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny?
Because of the high concentration of Seventh-day Adventists. Because of their religion, they are primarily, or many of them are primarily vegetarian. And, of course, the social aspect is very, very important, the importance of family. And that helps them live long.
Yeah, so... As I said, Beach Cities Health District is all over this Blue Zones project, and they keep introducing new, you know, they're doing, well, we'll get to that in a second. But anyway, Moai Social Group.
Yes.
Okay, Sunday, August 6th from 1 to 3 at the Joslyn Community Center in Manhattan Beach. You must register for that. All right, next thing, we were talking about this earlier, St. Rock and L.A. Car Guy present the 2017 Hermosa Beach Summer Concert Series. They take place Sundays in August from 5 to 8 p.m. on the south side of the Hermosa Beach Pier. All right. Now, as you know, Joe, this may be the most popular event in the South Bay of the entire year, right? I think it is. I think it's the most popular event for the whole year. I don't think anything is as big as this.
Okay.
Well, can you think of anything?
These concerts and the movies on the beach?
No, the concerts on the beach. Joe, you're phoning it in today. You're really phoning it in today.
No.
Come on.
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about a new event. No, this is
far. The Hermosa Beach Summer Concert Series. There's only one. It's only one, the Beach Concert Series.
I
agree.
You
there?
It's the most popular event. Yes, here.
Yes. Okay, so this Sunday, August 6th, Robert Randolph and the Family Band with special guest the Reluctant Apostles. On the 13th, Everclear and a special guest. The 20th, Day of the Dead, and it sounds like a bunch of people. Cubensis, Melvin Seals, another special guest. And then Sunday, August 27th, Super Diamond. Super Diamond is very, very big around here. So that's the first one of the season is this Sunday, and everybody will be there. So I'll see you all out there. Now,
right.
Speaking of Beach City's Health District, again, you know that they do that free summer fitness series. And all of July, they had yoga on the beach every Monday night. They were doing yoga on the beach in Manhattan. And now that it's August, they are doing Zumba in the park, again, every Monday night as part of the free summer fitness series. This event is huge. Didn't you go to this last year?
Yes. You mean, we went, the Beach City's Health District, we became Silver Surfers last year.
Silver Sneakers.
Sorry. My wife and I became Silver Sneakers last year, yes.
Yeah, but didn't you do a Zumba in the park? Was it last year or the year before? I can't remember.
Probably, yeah, 2 years ago, yeah.
2 years ago, yeah. This is a huge event. They get hundreds of people that show up for this. So that's, you know, the first Zumba in the park is this Monday night. So as you can see, there's all sorts of movies on the beach, concerts on the beach, exercise in the park, all over the place this weekend. So this weekend, it's all about being outdoors. I have a couple of notes I wanted to mention. South Bay's Got Talent is returning to the James Armstrong Theater on Saturday, September 23rd. Audition applications are due by Monday, August 7th. All right, so if you want to be a part of the South Bay's Got Talent competition, you got to get your application in by Monday. That's this Monday, August 7th, right? Is that this Monday?
Yeah, this Monday.
So you got to get that in. Again, gosh, BCHD, Blue Zones Project, Social Hour. I've noted this in my weekend guide the last couple of weeks. They're Wine at 5, which is a very popular event. Beach City's Health District hosts this Wine at 5. It's the first Tuesday of each month, and they do it at different locations, and there's special pricing and appetizers and stuff. But they've changed the name. It's now called the Social Hour, which I don't like as much. I like Wine at 5. Wine at 5 tells you exactly what it is, but they've changed it to the Blue Zones Project Social Hour this Tuesday, August 8th, from 5 to 6. It's going to be at the Great Room. In Redondo Beach, so that's a nice social way to get out. And here's a big show. The Torrance Cultural Arts Center presents The Fellas, a Melissa Manchester gala and CD release party on Friday, September 22nd at 8 p.m. at the James Armstrong Theater. Basically, Melissa Manchester plays all these songs tribute to The Fellas, Frank Sinatra, Nat King Cole, Tony Bennett, Johnny Mathis, Dean Martin, and other iconic male singers. So tickets are now on sale for that. They're two prices, $75 and $30, maybe $30 just from military or something. But that is that's going to be a great show. I'm sure it's going to sell out. And the Redondo Beach Public Library has just announced a new ebook and audiobook platform, Cloud Library. It's joined the digital collection along with Quello Concerts. Quello is the only place to watch over 1,700 of the most amazing live moments in music. It's the world's largest collection of full-length concerts and music documentaries streamed on demand to just about any digital service. And if you have a Redondo Beach Library card, you can access this from any place else, any place in the world. All right?
Yeah.
So a couple of announcements.
Wow, that's
there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and so it's hot out. It's hot.
And it's hot.
And muggy. Yeah, we've had some monsoonal moisture hanging around the last week or so. I guess there were a couple of tropical storms off of Mexico that it rained here one morning. Two days ago, woke up and everything was wet outside.
No,
yeah.
Today is Thursday. It rained on us on Tuesday at the farmer's market, and then it was sunny and hot the rest of the day.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Some people
it's
said
fun,
it was
though.
Just like being in Hawaii.
Yeah, exactly, or Florida, yeah. And because of this monsoonal moisture, we've been having the most incredible sunsets. I mean, did you see yesterday on social media? Everybody and their mother was posting pictures of the sunset.
Yeah, it was pretty spectacular. I saw it in person.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so...
And you know what, Jackie? I think they're calling it the social hour because of political... correctness. I knew that you wouldn't like that. Wine at 5 is just not politically correct, Jackie. It's encouraging alcohol use.
Yeah, I've never been politically correct. You know that, Joe, and I really don't care for it. But yeah, yeah. I wine at 5. I know exactly what it means. No, you know. So
yeah.
Anyway, I get it. I get it. They're a big organization. You know, they have to play by the rules.
Oh, it actually says here, studies show that people who have a healthy relationship with alcohol, enjoying a glass of wine rich in artery-scrubbing flavonoids can benefit the health of the mind and body. But a healthy relationship with alcohol.
Of course. Hey, the event's only an hour long. I mean, how much wine can you drink, right?
I don't know, Jackie. Some people can put away quite a bit in an hour.
Okay, so I wanted to tell you this. Our guests tomorrow, you know, the people over at Manhattan Beach Chamber are our partners for the Friday show, Manhattan Beach 360. And Mark is the new CEO over there. And, you know, he's changing things up the way he does things. And what he's been doing is, you know, the Chamber has a number of events each year. And what he's been doing is as each event is coming up, once like they announce an event, you can start buying tickets. Each show leading up to that event is gonna be about some aspect of that event. So we've been working up towards Bite at the Beach, which is taking place next Saturday, August 12th. And so tomorrow's show, we're gonna have our old friend. Remember Sam Williams? We had him on.
Yeah.
It's a couple of years ago. Sam Williams. He owns Nico Slam's Cigar Shop in Manhattan Beach. He's going to be on tomorrow because he's going to be at Bite at the Beach. He's going to be one of the vendors at Bite at the Beach. So that's going to be what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So
I'm excited to have him on to catch up with what's going on with their business and location and what's the latest in cigars.
Yeah, well, he specializes in the Nicaraguan cigars. And which I think is hysterical. Remember when we talked about with him last year, and I was asking him, how do you sell cigars in a city that you can't smoke in, which is funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we're going to be talking about tomorrow. So.
Okay, good. Fantastic. And we had a really good start of the show. I loved Andriana is doing with Betalino Kitchen. It's a great idea, and continuing the tradition. And we had a fourth generation restaurateur on the show. She's only 7 months old, but she was fourth generation, and that was fun.
That's right. She's learning the chops early.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's fantastic. What are you going to do the rest of the day, Jackie?
I'm busy. I've got meetings. So I'll be running
meetings,
around sweating like everybody
meetings.
Else.
You're just a nonstop entrepreneur. Aren't you you got to enjoy the sunset or something.
I do. I get there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you, Jackie. What a great show. It's a lot of stuff coming up this weekend. And, of course, movie on the beach. Concert on the beach. It's going to be a big weekend along with the surf festival. Wow.
Huge.
All right. Well, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you will find one of these activities this weekend will be a great activity. And please find us on social media, on Facebook and Instagram, and comment and tell us which event you enjoyed most. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you very much, and we'll see you again soon. Bye-bye.